Yeah, what it do, man? This Billy D. Braille, man, aka Mr. Talking, man. Slide through, man. Shout out to Frocast, man. The guy, Todd Strickland, man. What it do, man? Holler back, man. Talking TV, checking in, man. Shout out to the Frocast and the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking your talk.
Yes. This is Mr. Anwar Alston, and I have a couple of songs I hope that you all consider playing. Peach Fuzz by KMD. Fight the Power by Public Enemy. She Watches China Zero by Public Enemy. None of that new stuff right now. I'm not here to denigrate anyone's child rapping and dancing and toe tapping, but just make sure y'all play some of that old school Mad Lib hip hop.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned in to the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 361. It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka I am the Frocast, aka the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last aka Rowdy Potty Piper. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the thrifty, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl Queen Germ, aka Miss Savannah, aka I'm educated yet ignorant, aka the Queen of QVC, aka Bipolar Mom, aka I Hear No One, aka a lot of crass with a dab of class, my aka that I like, I think, the most for right now. My afro is my halo, and none other than the aka that you can find on a t-shirt on our website is your grade, is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast reader. I don't know which one that you use, but I'm pretty sure the Frocast is on it. So look for the Frocast and follow. Give us some stars, some likes, whatever. Don't forget, we do have a voicemail you can call at 347-201-2572. You can leave a voicemail and we'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon going on, man, where you can support all things Nappy Afro. If you like the Nappy Afro Instagram, or you like getting exclusives, like maybe a movie or music, allegedly, I'm not saying that it goes down over there. But if you become a Patreon, you have access to those type of things. And you can join for as little as a dollar or as much as $250,000. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. Find a level that's comfortable for you, and you know, put a tip in, as Dr. Brace would say. So other than that, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was really good.
Did you do anything interesting this week?
I went to Essence Festival.
Essence Festival.
That's what you're talking about.
Queen Germ was out of Essence. You know, yeah, she didn't come back with any beads, so I'm a little happy about that.
I'm just saying.
You
I might have got them and gave them back.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah,
you see mine, I see yours. That's what we do.
Interesting. So, Essence Festival, what is it? Is it like...
It's everything that the people say it is. It's fun. It's enough stuff for everybody. It's stuff for the old people, stuff for the young people, stuff for the kids, stuff for the couples, the singles. Is it
like a Freaknik or something? Like, what is it?
First of all, don't get it twisted. That's not what we're out there for.
Mm-hmm.
Essence is an empowerment
Oh.
type of workshop.
It's a workshop.
You can go and enrich yourself on various skills, classes. Michelle Obama was there. Democratic people who running for the presidency. All these things are happening at Essence. So don't think that Essence is a hookup spot. That's not what it's all about. Now, if it happens, you just got lucky. But don't think for one second that that's what we're there for. It's about celebrating Black excellence. Concerts are amazing. It is so awesome to be in the city at that time. Everybody looking good for the most part. And then, you know, you get to see some celebrities. So that is like...
Did you get to see any celebrities?
Yes, up close and personal.
Like who?
Bobby Brown, Tamela Mann, the cast from Queen Sugar, R. Kelly ex-wife.
Funny how you don't know her name.
Her name is Andrea or something.
Andrea Kelly, yes.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. You're just trying to...
No, I'm just messing with her.
Robin Givens. And let me put it out there. I know this might not mean much to everybody, but it meant a lot to me. I happened to be on stage at the karaoke show. Robin Givens heard my voice through the microphone and had to come out the hallway into the room where we were. She said I had to see who was singing.
She might thought her recognize your voice from the Frocast. That sounded like Queen Germ.
I think she just said the person sounds so good on that microphone.
Oh, the voice sounded like, dang, that sounded like Queen Germ.
She said I had to come on in here. And so, you know, it was nice for me to get that feeling like, you know, somebody appreciated, you know, my art. So I had a good time.
You said you saw Kev on stage too. Who? The comedian guy, you said.
Oh yeah, he was walking down Canal Street, and he was there with some of his other people that I guess he worked with or whatever they do together. And he was there.
It was just a lot of Blackness.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful, and most people had really good attitudes because I think mostly because everybody was under the influence of something.
Were you under the influence of anything?
Just Hennessy.
Okay.
And I tailored it to a low dose because, you know, I needed to keep a consistent flow going through my body. So it was good. Now, one thing about it, you can wear anything that you ever wanted to wear, especially for the ladies. If you got the squeeze in it, if you got to pop a couple of buttons off of it to make your body fall in here some kind of way, bad bodies are welcome to Essence. Because apparently we are embracing everything and everybody.
Can't body shame anymore.
Yeah, but no. When you look like Gru off of Despicable Me, there's a problem. You're going to an all white party. So you got on your white dress, and your body frame is shaped up like Gru. You know who I'm talking about?
No, not at all.
Okay, so Gru is shaped up like a block up top and a triangle on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so with that in mind, you think of Gru putting on a white lace dress that is supposed to be cute, and you're going to...
You didn't take a picture of this person, did you?
I tried, but I couldn't get it. But the thing is, I'm just trying to help you understand. That's what that looked like.
Okay.
But she had on a white dress. And it just did nothing for her. But like I said, if you got all your ass in the front and you're flat in the back, if you got pieces that don't go together, whatever you ever wanted to wear,
you can wear the Essence.
You can wear the Essence, and people would just look.
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
Judge silently.
Yeah. And then we saw some other people. It was on the Tyler Perry thing. Shout out to those the couple. The guy went to my high school, but he graduated a few years ahead of me with my sister, with my brother, older brother. And so they showed us a lot of love because, of course, my sister recognizes everybody.
Is that that old-looking nigga that was hugging y'all on the street? Or hugging your sister on the street?
You saw the picture she posted or something? I don't think he looks old. He looked like he got age, but yeah.
He got a gray, like a beard.
All I know is, took a group photo. And
That was him.
But he went to Windsor with us. So.
What's up, man? Sound like you had a great time.
I mean, I had an amazing time.
How was the concert?
Oh, my goodness. Concert was amazing. I can't even remember all the people who were on stage because I could not keep still. this, I mean, when I tell you, they had a wonderful lineup. Mm-hmm. At the Sunday concert, which is the only one I attended, we had Big Frida. She's, you know, she's making a name for herself.
She's not making it. She's a legend.
Okay.
She's making a name for herself. Yeah, how disrespectful that was.
Okay, whatever.
Big Frida, queen of bounce.
Okay.
She's making a name for herself, but go ahead.
I mean, are you going to let me tell my version of the story?
Go ahead. I'm okay. Sorry.
Thank you. And so, Big Frida was out there. What his name is?
You tell your story.
Okay, shut the hell up. Manny Fresh was out there. They was representing. They were the ambassadors from New Orleans to give us our welcome. So, they came out. You had Lil Jon. You had Jermaine Dupri. Pharrell,
Dougie
Teddy
Fresh.
Riley, oh my God, Dougie Fresh showed his behind. Just saying, like, the expectation was not for him to do all the things that he did.
You must never see Mr. Fresh in concert.
But nonetheless.
He's been rocking concerts since the 80s, but go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get up to a certain age, my expectation is not for you to be as well as, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I remember. So I'm thinking, you would have aged some, therefore your performance has aged some, and you would not be able to
dance and everything.
And I'm talking about the length of time he was able to beatbox was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, this nigga ought to also be a deep dive swimmer or something, because he clearly has some lung capacity.
Ladies, Dougie Fresh a beatbox on that box for
and
you.
I didn't want to go there, but I thank you, because it made me think. I was like, shit, he'll make that little man in the boat stand up. Right.
Wow. Queen Jern said Dougie Fresh got a hot, but keep going.
Nonetheless.
Dougie, add him to the list.
I mean, not on that level. I mean, like, just the, it was something. It was,
okay.
Maybe it was the Hennessy. I don't know. Wyclef.
What?
He was there, did his thing. I mean, he even was doing cartwheels and all up there. Who else was there? I did say, Frankie Beverly and Maze, right?
No, you didn't say that.
Okay, well, they were...
Did they do that? Did they do the real rendition of Before
they,
I Let
They
Go?
Did, and Beyonce wasn't there, and it still sounds great.
Yes.
But they did an amazing... I mean, when I tell you an amazing
SWV
job...
SWV was there.
The one girl is
sister
not...
Sister with voice.
Sister. You done missed
Sister miss with voice.
Yeah, well, whatever. With one voice. But yeah, she was there. But she did really
Coco,
good, too.
Yeah,
Coco.
Coco, yeah. I mean, she don't need
but
that.
Like I said, everybody...
I'm the lead singer. I don't need the backups.
Whatever. Like, everybody was really good. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. But before we got to the enjoyment, we had to start with a little drama.
Did you notice an influx of high prices because they knew a lot of niggas was in town?
Oh, yeah. They said they
Excuse
got
me, black
over
people.
Billions.
Damn.
Multiple
this
billions.
This was going to be the nigga-free episode.
Yeah, billions of dollars
already.
That the people always get. So they love to see us come up in there.
I'm going next year. Fuck that shit. I want to see all this blackness.
That's up to you.
I'm going.
You ain't going without me.
If I can make it, if I can swing that trip, I'm going.
Oh, so you said you're going to go without me.
I'm just...
Don't make me hurt you in this, please.
I mean...
But nonetheless, it was amazing. But we had to encounter some drama before we could get to the awesomeness of the trip.
Okay, give me some drama. Give me a drama story.
Okay.
I love bad news.
Whew, okay. It was a lot. So when we pull up, mind you, we had people driving 4 hours to get to me. When we left here, we went 6 hours to get to New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay. So, by the time we get there, we are definitely ready to get out of the vehicle and go into the hotel.
Yes.
Get to the hotel. The valet says, last name for the reservation. We say last name. Can you spell that? Can you say it again? How far did y'all travel? Y'all ain't got no room.
Wow.
In that moment, I was like, I'm not sleeping in this van. I started calling my friends. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask God, because in these times, we have to rely on the Lord.
I forgot we do got family down there. We got family in New Orleans.
Who family you got?
Our extended family. Malika and all them.
Oh, that's who I call.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't need no room.
I mean, and now we double family because we trump tight with our organization and all. Mm-hmm. You know, we got another layer of love for each other. But so what had happened was there was some confusion mm-hmm. because, you know, the bougie person of the group was supposed to be in charge
Queen
of handling.
Queen of Sheba. The Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba was supposed to be handling the room reservation, mm-hmm. right? So because you got so much money, you never noticed that the people never took the money off your card. Mm. They say you were supposed to confirm. Mm. You never confirmed, mm. so they never took the money. Mm. So you didn't have a reservation. But I mean, I don't know. You had an email saying that you reserved it. Somebody could have wanted to do a hookup for their friend and needed a room, bounced you out, or it could have been a celebrity, whatever the case may be. We ain't had no room. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying. One of my sisters on the phone trying to find us another room.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. It was, that.
And when I tell you, that's what the dude was saying.
Yeah.
But God looked out for the kids. Mm. Because when I tell you, we found a room that was $400 and something cheaper than all of the money. We had already done paid her for the room. Mm-hmm. So all that mean was they ain't never took the payment. Mm. The money's still on your card. Can you run me my $140? Because mm. you know me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready. I need my splits. But nonetheless, all that happened. Mm-hmm. We got in the room. We went to get something to eat. Well, the room wasn't ready when we got there. Mm-hmm. But we were able to drop off our luggage, park the vehicle, and we went to get something to eat. By the time we came back from eating, we had a room. We could come back, shower, and get ready for the nightlife.
Yeah.
When I tell you, if that had not worked out, we would have a whole nother Queen Germ on this show right now. Because I wasn't coming back. Like, my concert wasn't till Sunday. Mm. I got tickets to this karaoke thing. Yeah. I got tickets to this thing. Nigga.
I'm going to be here till Sunday.
I got to be here till Sunday.
Yeah.
So, brother, that mean that I'm staying at my homegirl house and we just all laying out in this girl living room. Something got to give.
Yeah.
So, had fun. Mm.
Did you get your 140, though?
I did, but Harris Casino got it.
Oh, well, so, you had already spent it anyway.
Yeah. So, I played my money at the casino. Mm. I should have got out when I was up though. Yeah. I'm thinking.
See, that's why you need. You should gamble around me.
I'm thinking that I'm thinking it's my night. Like shit.
Every gambler thinks that.
Okay, but the point I'm making is I'm at the slots. I'm up. I'm talking about I only put $20 in the machine. Mm-hmm. So I'm up. I'm at like $160.
Nigga can't. Oh man.
I'm like
don't
okay.
Don't tell me no more.
Okay.
I don't want to hear no more.
So then the next thing I look,
I don't
want to
hear
no
more.
I'm down. So I'm like, well, shit, I got to put $20 in because
oh
if it gave me
God.
That much, it gave me that much. See? I got to keep going. I got to get back. I got to get back. The shit was going.
See, why you see? Look, I hear no one. You should have heard whenever you up, you should hear me saying, walk away, cash out.
But then I kind of sabotaged myself because when I first started, I said, I really shouldn't play because my lucky charm ain't here. I said, I'll never really win without germ. So
you was winning. You should have walked away.
I should have pressed the cash out button, but I didn't. I kept pulling the lever. I was feeling good. The Hennessy was in me. The lady had brought me 3 drinks. I was just like, okay, bet. I could hear the people. I could hear it in my head. I just heard it. And then the next thing I know, I was just like, I'm feeding the motherfucking machine money. And I'm looking at my pocket. I'm like, shit. I said, okay, I guess I got to go. I got to leave tonight. I mean, but I did drink and eat pretty good. So.
Well, damn. That's what's up, man.
Sound but I like, had a good time.
Sound like Essence is the lick for July 4th weekend. When you know July 4th will be on the weekend next year. It'll be on a Saturday. So I'm sure Essence will be litty with the fireworks included. So that's going to be crazy. And if you haven't been, I suggest you go because after next year, it might not be no more because when King Jern stepped through this, ain't going to be no more Essence. I'm just going to let y'all know.
If you say so.
I'm going to do it how it's supposed to be done. You know, so we changing the whole vibe of Essence. You know what I'm saying?
And what that mean?
It just King Jern will be there next year. So it's going to be a totally different vibe.
Whatever you say so.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, you know. Back home, you know, back regular.
For a minute.
Yeah. So, you know what's been going crazy lately? These ice cream liquors.
That's called nasty motherfuckers.
I mean, the first girl, she was, posted a video, her licking some Bluebell ice cream and putting the top back on it and putting it back in the thing, and she walked away. It's caused outrage. People were fucking outraged. You know, fake accounts came out, said the girl had the flu like the week earlier and all kinds of shit. So they come to find out the girl was a fucking minor, and you know, she's facing up to 20 years for this, for tampering with food. And you know, because people don't play about this shit, they don't play about tampering with food. Like, they'll bang your ass up for this shit.
Tampering with food is enough to put you in jail for 20
yeah,
years,
up to 20 years. Yeah,
that's stupid.
They just don't, because I mean, you know, that's, it cost them money to go in there to take all the ice cream out.
They don't know which one you need.
Like, she says she bought it, but there's no evidence of her buying it. So, you know, but that has spawned copycats.
Yeah.
And that's what the fucked up part is, because the other day, some 36-year-old nigga in Louisiana, he do the same shit. They arrest his black ass. How you 36-year-old doing motherfucking viral shit? Stupid viral shit. I can see if you're doing like little funny shit.
Yeah.
But that's dumbass licking ice cream.
I mean, for one, you shouldn't be licking no damn ice cream.
That's stupid. And then putting it back on the shelf, like, that's just dumb. Like, you know, so that black nigga, he deserve everything he get.
No, he don't.
Yes, because he do.
I mean,
yes, he do.
My thing is, it's stupid and it's disgusting. But people going to jail for that shit, that don't make no sense. Like, ain't nobody getting sick over that.
Somebody might get sick.
How?
I mean, passing the germs, man.
Nasty. I mean, if you got regular shit, it ain't like you got no damn swine flu or some shit. You got what?
I mean, they say that with the coldness and everything, it might have killed all the bacteria, but it's still that's nasty.
Yes, it's nasty, but how much other nasty shit that happened that we don't never know? That happened in the factory right now. Happening in the factory right now. You can't control that shit. You got laws that say that I could eat something with a portion of a rat tail in it, and that shit is okay. Yes, at the Hershey candy place, you're eating shit in your chocolate.
That's why I don't eat chocolate.
So therefore, what the fuck you worried about somebody licking something for?
That's nasty.
Okay, it's nasty, but you now you know.
I don't want to buy it.
But you would buy candy for somebody and let them eat the rat tail.
If they want candy, that's what they want. I mean, rat tail might not be that bad.
Okay, saliva ain't that bad either. She a kid.
She
a kid. She ain't did that much. She don't know that much.
Young kids nasty these days. They eating ass and sucking dick and all that shit. Young kids are disgusting. And they're full of germs.
I'm not saying it's okay. All I'm trying to help you to understand is it ain't worth nobody going to damn jail for. I bet you make that heifer pay a damn fine. She can't afford it. Her mom and them will make sure her ass don't do nothing stupid no more.
Yeah, make her pay a fine and put her in jail for at least a month.
No.
Put her in jail for a month.
No, put her in jail, period. You don't put no child in no damn jail for no licking no ice cream.
Well, I mean, she a juvenile.
Make her do some damn work at that same place she been working, that she been licking ice cream at. Put her ass someplace else in the store. Don't put her by no food. Well, but put her somewhere and make her do some work.
Some
volunteer hours.
They put a lot of work in to find this girl. She's going to have to pay up some.
I'm saying she could pay the money, but she could be damn. She could be getting this check from them people. Or not even getting a check because you done did something stupid. So you working there for free, and then you still got to find another job to be able to pay the people back the money. But don't put nobody in jail for licking no damn ice cream. But the shit is nasty.
Okay, I mean, you know, I don't know.
I don't like the fact that niggas don't wear gloves in a lot of these places.
Oh,
you picking up shit, you putting the fries in the bag with your naked hand.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. I can't.
People carrying your cup with your damn hand around the rim of your damn glass.
I hate when they hand you your cup and I'm like, can I get another cup, please? They be like, why? I be like, you just touched on the inside of my cup. I don't drink out of a straw.
Yeah.
And plus, you just touched money, then you touched the inside of my cup. Like,
I'm like, you're doing too much.
You're doing too much.
Because I saw somebody today, I'm trying to figure out how the hell you hugging babies and then you go behind the front line. Like, can you please take your ass to the sink?
Let me tell you, I was appalled. I went to Chick-fil-A last week, and first of all, I walked to the Chick-fil-A.
And this is where this happened at.
I was at Chick-fil-A, and it was kind of dirty in there. I've never seen Chick-fil-A, like, dirty. Like, the floor was dirty. I was just looking like, man, like, somebody had spilled something. They ain't never come mop it up or something. I was just like, wow, this Chick-fil-A's kind of dirty. And so then, while we waiting on our food, we see one of the guys that worked there. He walked by me, and he walked back. And then when he walked back, he took his fucking retainer out. His fucking mouth. He took his retainer out. And he was like, playing with the manager, like, And the manager was looking at him like, dude, what are you doing? She was like, there's guests in here. And then, you know, he just put his retainer back in his mouth, and then he was about to go touch something. She was like, go wash your hands. Like, you know. And so I'm sitting there like,
I mean, somebody should have told him.
I'm mortified. I was waiting for him to touch something. I was about to say, hey, this on the house right here. This on the house.
Cause you're so niggerish.
I was what? What? Like, I don't know who food he touching. He might be touching mine. That's what I was going to say. So, I ain't paying for this shit.
Yeah. I mean, because my thing, like I said, I don't get it. Because mm-hmm. people have to be extreme. You got to be overly cautious when you talking about dealing with people.
Yes.
And my biggest thing is, you don't know, like, everybody, you know, people got different allergies and different things that's mm-hmm. going around. So, you don't want to be the person who does this. This is what y'all do for a living.
Yeah.
So, it's your job to keep a very tidy, sanitary area for you to be cooking food, managing the packaging of foods, and making sure that people are good. That's something for me. We can't chance that.
Not at all. Cause like I'm, you know, no disrespect to my ladies out there, but y'all girls that work at fast food have these long hairstyles. Y'all got to cover that shit up.
Yeah, they need to be required to.
Because one girl, I swear to you, I was in Bojangles one morning, and her hair, she had this long weave. And it was so long that when she turned, it hit where they would make the food at. It went across there. So I was on the phone with my boy Sleazy, and I gave him the number to the Bojangles. He called the Bojangles and acted like he had just left the drive thru and it was a hair in his food. He said it was a long blonde hair in his food. So I was sitting there listening to them on the phone with him saying, you know, like, you know, I heard them just like talking back and everything, but it was crazy. Yeah, so girls, ladies, pin your hair up, do something about that, cause we can't have that. We can't have that at all. Mm-mm, it's not good. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just certain things that you just got to know that are not appropriate. I mean, if you work in food services, it is important that you are clean. That you wash your hands, that your yes. hands are not coming in contact yes. with your hair, your face, whatever, and then somebody's stuff that they supposed to be expected to eat. And then you got the audacity to be upset when I don't want to eat that
yes.
shit. Like, who wants that? You can't give me that shit for free.
I seen a girl, Pajo, she did this, grabbed the tray to go serve somebody. I was just like, no, you gotta go wash your fucking yeah. hand. Like, you can't touch your face. You can't touch nothing and then touch people's food. So, you know, that's why I feel that way about the ice cream girl.
Yeah, I mean, you know I think that, you know, you ain't got a business licking nothing. But, I mean, it's just, to me, don't go overboard with the penalty, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's
you know,
all I'm saying.
I think, you know, to deter copycats, you got to go. Somebody, you got to be the Rosa Parks of this girl. You got to take this on the chin. So they're like, whoa, yeah. they gave her 3 years. Like, whoa, mm-mm. damn, I ain't going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. So think about the ones that's doing it that's not getting recorded.
You but think, I mean, shit, people do all kinds of stuff. That's another reason yeah. why, like, stuff that come yeah. out of, especially, like, out of the freezer, I try to find something that's in the middle
and
make sure anything that got some kind of seal on
yeah.
it so that you know that, okay, this has not been tampered with. Yeah. But you know what that's going to make everybody do now.
What?
Everybody getting a plastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's oh, yeah. that's going to be required. I mean, because
see, look, she
now,
changing the business.
Yeah. Now thing. you licking stuff, shit. You know that your stuff been tampered with if this plastic seal is not on your ice cream.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're going to need to do. Go ahead and make that mandatory across the board. You can't even put that shit in my freezer if it didn't have no plastic on it.
Mm.
So everybody going to have to just adjust and make that happen because you owe that to your customers.
Hey.
So therefore, I can double check to make sure ain't nothing been done to this container because we got a seal now.
Yep, that makes sense.
So make it happen.
Hey, business, y'all heard it here first on the Frocast. Everybody is required to seal with ice cream now. That's just how
just
it's going to
do
be.
It.
Sorry. Next story up, man. Sorry story about this girl. She her homegirl was getting married. She agreed to go to the wedding. But then she saw that it was a mission fee for the wedding. $125 a head. Per person. So her and her husband had to pay $250 to get into this girl's wedding, her homegirl's wedding. So she said when she got to the wedding, she was asked to pay $250. The wedding reception ran out of food and party favors for their table. She said that when they were served like sliced up hot dogs and like, you know, fruit and cheese. But I'm asking you a question. If one of your friends get married, and you see on the thing that it's a mission to get into the wedding, are you going?
Hell to the no. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the people I'm giving, you ain't getting but $50 any damn way. Mm. So therefore, I can send you these same $50 and stay my black ass at the house. And you might get 20 because I ain't going no again.
Mm.
Now, 50 was because I knew I was going to eat. Yeah. But if I'm staying my ass at the house for the sake of your high-ass admissions fee, shit, you getting this hot-ass 20, and I'm going to go on about my business. I'm going to wish you well. That's all I got for you.
How do you feel about people charging, like if making people pay for your wedding?
If you can't afford a motherfucking wedding, go to the courthouse. That's what the fuck you do.
Mm-hmm.
You this here is something for you to show your love and welcome your friends and family to come to this. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got to do a GoFundMe, if you got to do whatever on the front end, but you dare not send me a ticket and say that you and your guests can come at the cost of $125 a person. You can't get me to pay. Because, like I said, you can't afford to have it. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the courthouse and get married. Have you a small ceremony, whatever you want to do. But don't do that. That's tacky.
Mm. So here's the story.
That's tacky.
Here's a story from the woman. She said she was recently invited to a wedding where we had to pay an admission fee of $125 each for my husband and I for a total of $250. Only to not get much in the way of appetizers that ran out halfway to our table, some of which included hot dog slices. The only thing they didn't run out of that I was able to eat was from the cheese and grapes platter. Furthermore, our table was the only one with no party favors since they also ran out of those. And the main course that they claimed was salmon was really suspect looking and cold to the touch, so I decided to pass. The only saving grace was the open bar, but I was on some medication and couldn't drink anyway.
But she shouldn't have come.
So I had the most expensive Pepsi known to man, two for $125. People asked her, why did you go? She said, there are other factors, but more specifically, she caught me off guard. I committed to going as soon as I found out about the wedding, but before I saw a required payment, but I won't get caught slipping again.
Well, you should have got slipping to begin with. Shit, you can't get my card information.
Then she get petty. By the way, I wanted to wear a white dress because I figured it was my wedding too, since I paid, but several people told me it would be in bad taste, so I let it go. Although I did have some others who encouraged me to go all out, even suggesting I wear a tiara, and I was quite tempted. Unless you're Beyonce, please don't charge people to attend your raggedy wedding, especially if the ceiling is leaking and some of the letters outside the venue walls have fallen off. Wow. But you still paid $125, though.
Because you stupid. Yeah. Because I don't care. Family, friend, none of y'all gonna get $125 for me to come to nothing.
Mm.
I could be into it and don't want to pay $125 for the ugly-ass dress y'all got me to wear.
Mm.
So you telling me I'm gonna just give a nigga $125 to not eat nothing? Nigga, please. That shit is ridiculous. Because for number one, you crazy, because I would have took somebody damn party favors.
Mm.
Because it's no way in the world you had me to make a payment, but you ain't keeping account of how many damn dollars you getting to know how many guests you got.
Mm.
Party favors is the least you could do to make sure that we feel comfortable. Because you should have spent at least 10 of my $125 on party favors.
Yes, sir.
So per person, we should have got some good-ass party favors.
Personalized. Exactly. With my name
engraved in something.
Like, yes.
Wine, glasses, something.
Thank you, Queen Germ, for come spending this special day
with
Be Easy
and whoever.
And
you know what I'm saying? But you really trust to think somebody done paid for some shit. And I come away with an empty stomach and no party favors, honey, I will want a refund. That's what the fuck is gonna happen. You finna run me my $250 because I have gotten absolutely nothing.
Mm. Okay.
I work hard for my money. I ain't got time for that shit. And I mean, I'm a big girl. You really think I'm gonna come to a function and paid $125 and ain't got no food?
What's the most ridiculous wedding you ever been to?
I mean, I ain't gonna say ridiculous. I mean, just what?
Over the top ridiculous, not ridiculous.
I ain't never had nothing that's over the top. I just see people who spend a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of people, though. Spend a lot of money and they don't make it.
I told you, I remember a wedding where they had Jesus at their wedding. They had somebody carrying a cross like Jesus down the aisle. But the funny part was, at the reception, that same dude that was Jesus was working the drink section. So the funny running joke was,
he was turning the water into wine.
Yes.
Oh, shucky ducky.
And you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
But then what was Jesus supposed to be? The burdens of the people?
I guess. And he was carrying the cross and he had Tim's on. And
That was going to help them get married, though?
That
sounded like an Easter play.
It did. That's why I said this is weird for a wedding.
But I ain't know. I don't think I ever had nothing too much. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? The basic stuff going on, a whole lot. You know, different people might be crying or whatever, but. Nothing really too much out the way. Yeah, some ugly people at weddings, but, you know.
That I happens. Seen some stunner shit. Like, you know, people had animals released at their weddings and stuff like that. Like, Pam and the fam, they had the butterflies. That was some stunner shit.
Yeah, that was cute.
You know what I'm saying?
That was nice.
It was subtle, you know what I'm saying? Nothing
they new. Had great party favors and food.
Oh, yeah, they did. So, shout out to Pam and the fam. Great wedding.
Yes, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Did we have party favors at our reception?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did. I can't remember.
We had a typical.
I was so drunk that night.
Oh, you were drunk?
I was super drunk. I don't know. I probably was. No,
I would say you probably were high, but whatever. No. I mean, because you don't really drink or whatever.
I don't.
That's why I was just like, you were drunk? I don't recall. But yeah. I mean, but my thing is really just do what you can afford. Don't go out here. Because see, my biggest thing is nowadays everything's so Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You want to put on a show for other niggas. Other niggas don't give a damn about you. Other they niggas don't probably don't even want you in your marriage to work.
Yeah.
So for that very reason, I really wouldn't give a fuck. If I know that this is what I want, I would do it how I want it. If me and my spouse are happy about it, fine. Speaking of weddings, I mean, knowing all these people that I know, people call you and be like, oh, did you get an invite to so-and-so wedding? I'm like, you mad because you ain't get an invitation, but I'm happy I didn't get an invitation because that means I don't owe a nigga shit.
Yeah.
So when they say, oh, she ain't send me no gift, blah, 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 bitch, I ain't get no invitation. I'm going to act just like you act. You didn't know that you didn't invite me. So I didn't know you was getting married. So I'm cool on that. We even.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Oh yeah, girl.
I heard you got married.
Yeah, ain't sending shit.
Mm, you good.
Just so you know. So nobody worry about nothing, about no invitations, about all that other stuff. If a nigga don't invite me to your baby shower, to your graduation, to your wedding, give zero fucks.
Mm. Amen. So yeah. Little wedding etiquette from Queen Germ, man. So shout out to all the people. You know, July's a big wedding month. I know a lot of people get married in July.
I know some awesome people got married in July. They will be celebrating their 47th wedding anniversary on the 29th of this month. None other than my king and queen, my parents.
Mm. Shout out to them, man.
Shout out.
Big Ain, Betty Boop.
That's my peeps.
Speaking of couples, this lady, you know what I'm saying? She did some vengeful shit to get back at her boyfriend.
Yes!
She left a $5,000 tip on his credit card. Instead of tipping her waitress to show appreciation, one New York woman, allegedly left a $5,000 gratuity in an act of revenge against her boyfriend. Serena Wolf swiped her boyfriend's credit card for the tip on a $55.37 breakfast tab at a Florida. $55 breakfast?
Child, she already got revenge because she took somebody else out to eat too. That bitch ain't eating no $55
goddamn food. Wolf, who was arrested Monday on a felony theft charge, is being held in Pinellas County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Oh, that ain't nothing but me. What? The 24-year-old's boyfriend, Michael Crane, told police Wolf asked him to buy her an airplane ticket back to New York. After he refused, the affidavit says they came into a verbal argument, leading Crane to put a hold on his credit card. He later removed the hold, allowing Wolf to tip about 10,000% of her total bill on June 27th at Clear Sky Cafe in Clearwater Beach. She initially denied making the purchase. Crane told police he claimed Wolf was drunk or trying to get back at him. Wolf later confessed to authorities, according to the affidavit. Crane reported the charge as fraudulent, but by the time the restaurant was notified, the waitress had received a $5,000 tip.
That's whether even better she than busting the windows
police
out your car.
Told the Tampa Bay Times is up to the restaurant and the waitress. The waitress initially interpreted it as a kind gesture after she recently had to put her dog down. Wow. So it was a woman. So she left a tip on a woman's thing for 5 G's. Now, if you're that waitress, are you giving the $5,000 back?
Hell to the no. That's your problem. That bitch got to pay him that money back or whatever she got to do. Restitution, do her time. Mm-hmm. But you won't get me.
Damn.
You won't get me.
So you're not giving the money back?
Hell no. That was a gift. That was on the paper. I didn't cheat
but
you.
But that wasn't her card, though.
That not my problem. There's a whole lot of people who done paid for stuff without not being their card.
I mean, I'm just saying, though. Damn. I would feel a little bad. I'd at least get half of it back.
I wouldn't feel bad.
I'd be like, you know what? I tell you, I do you a solid, man. So if you was a manager, would you make her give it back?
No. Like, why would you make somebody give something back? That's something that's being handled in the courts.
Mm.
So I'm gonna give you the money back and she gonna get off. Y'all, the charges gonna be dropped.
Mm.
I mean, this is things I got to know. Yeah. Because if the lady gonna still go to jail and have to pay restitution and whatever else for it, then what the hell am I giving y'all the money back for?
Mm.
That, I mean, you know, that didn't solve her problem. So if nothing else, me and her might need to work out something. Okay, I'm going to help you get out of jail. I'm going to give you this get out of jail free card. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to settle for 20%. Mm. So I'm going to let you ride out. I'm going to give these people back this $5,000. They're going to let you out of jail. You're going to pay me my $1,000. Because I'm going to need that. Mm. I'm going to need that.
Wow.
So we would have to work out something, because if me telling or me giving up the money ain't going to help the broad get out of prison or get out of jail or whatever, then what's the purpose of me doing it? I'm doing it just for the hell of it.
Okay, let's switch gears here. Have you ever did anything crazy to get back at an ex?
I guess so.
Like what? Give us some examples.
I mean, I guess I ain't never did nothing really, really crazy, but one time, it was that one time, like, in band camp. But not really. When me and my little boyfriend or whatever, we had got into a little falling out, and so we were arguing, and I was just like, get out my car then. And so he got out of the car, but you know, I'm kind of crazy, so I said get out, but I really didn't mean for you to get out for real. But since you got out, I drove up on the sidewalk and tried to hit him. And so he ran down in a ditch, and I drove my car kind of like in the ditch, but not all the way into the ditch. Then when I realized like I could hurt myself, I might want to just
That's level one crazy.
Yeah, just level one crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I haven't had any exes to...
You haven't? Oh, you've had exes.
Not nothing that I... Like I said, when me and my exes break up, it ain't no need for us to talk no more. Because it's like, you dead to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
that's
like,
sad.
No, it's just how it is. Like, I mean, we can't be friends.
So you like that song? We can't be friends. I'm still in love with you.
No, not still in love with you. Just like we, you know, I make sure we end on bad terms.
You make sure.
Yes, I make
so
sure.
So why don't you? Oh, okay.
What? Go ahead.
Nothing.
No, go ahead. Say what you're gonna say.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Say what you're gonna say.
I'm just saying, like you saying all of that, but I don't know about it, that being true.
What you mean? Like, what do you mean by that?
You saying that that's what you feel. That you make sure that you end on bad terms, but I don't believe that you would make sure you would be able to leave on bad terms.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just gonna make something bad happen.
Yes.
And you know that y'all done.
So that way we ain't there's no need for us to talk. So that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gotta worry about us ever being cool. Like, you know, you gonna remember like, oh, that nigga did that shitty ass shit. So it'll be like that. So, but yeah, I'm not, you know, plus, like I said,
we stuck together. Yeah, that's what you said last time.
Yeah,
so
we stuck together.
We stuck.
So, yeah, since, you know, that's the only crazy thing you did, drove in a ditch.
Yeah, I mean, I drove in a ditch.
You ever try to hurt somebody? You never try to poison nobody or nothing like that?
Oh, I never try to poison anybody. I mean, I might have
thought of it, yeah.
I ain't gonna say that either. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've done some things. I just don't want to talk about it, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well,
anything else you would like to tell us about?
Nah, man. I mean, you're just doing a podcast where you talk about stuff. But
yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that was so long ago.
Okay. That's why you can talk about it, because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
But anyway. Did you watch Life After Lockup? TV Talk. Did you watch Life After Lockup?
No.
You didn't watch it. Good. So then we ain't got to talk about it.
Oh!
So we can skip that. No TV talk this week, even though I did watch it.
And you sent me the links. But
and I sent her the links, and she saw-righted it and didn't watch it. So
anyway. I tried. I'll do it in a minute.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's cool. That's for next week's show then, I guess.
Yeah, you know? I will. I'll have it together for next week.
Well, we're going to take a music break. And then come back with I Keep 100s and our winners and losers. Do you have a song of the week this week?
Yes.
In the spirit of Essence Fest. Go ahead.
You think you know me. I was trying to think about something that I, since you said I was wrong in my synopsis of who Big Freedia was.
Uh-huh.
I did appreciate her song that she was singing. I got this gin in my system. Somebody gonna be my victim. So, be easy.
So, your song of the week is Big Freedia. Yes. I got some gin in my system.
Yes.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
So cue that up.
Big Freedia, I got some gin in my system is Queen Germ's song of the week.
Yes.
We're gonna keep it in New Orleans.
Yes, keep it.
And my song of the week is going to be, let's see, somebody Hot from New Boys. Orleans. I'm going to have to go Master P.
Okay.
And let's go Master P and Mia X, Bout It, Bout It, Part 2.
Oh.
That'll be my song of the week. So that's my song of the week. Let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back after that.
I represent. It's 1990s Thriller. And Master P, yeah, they label me a drug dealer. Cause I'm bout it. I mean, I'm rowdy. I have them killers and everybody talk about. We doing this. We doing that.
We doing what?
We in the studio whipping up dope tracks. Cause we real. You better guard your grill. Cause if we body, if you ain't body, you might get killed. I represent.
T-R-U.
With them killers and third wall. Town Calvillo, on that man, back up off, ain't no soft, better guard your grill, motherfuckers, we coming hard, G. I got killers in the project selling water, I got niggas from New Orleans to Florida, body, body, I mean they riding, you better watch your shit, cause these niggas is violent. I mean, they snatch you out your car on the kidnap. Break lay you on the floor and tell you, bitch, you better break off some snaps. So you dead. Put that pistol to your head. Ain't no love where I'm from, but young niggas in the grave. I mean, they dying. Niggas frying. Gone off that juice. And even mothers crying cause they little boy is dead. Cause they color blue or red and wanna do like what them other ballers said. To make some snaps. I mean, to make some money. To break it up on the street. But this game ain't funny. You won't be in. Ain't no way out. Bad. But debt of the motherfucking jailhouse. If you bout it, say you bout it. I roll with niggas that are body bout. I mean, we ride it right. Them niggas body bout. Bounce, 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 fool. If you body bout. See, man. His body bout.
Show them go.
Big A. You know he's body bout. Nigga bout. That get nigga body by. That big up, man in the Calio is body by. Mercy Club. You know he's body by. In Cali G in California. His body by. Moby G.
If you buy.
You know he's body by. Big Pokey. You know he's body by. KLC off the Parkway is body by. And Mr. Servo.
I'm by.
His body by. And Rasheen and the Magnolia's body by. Sonya C. You know. She's body by
twerk,
silk this shot. You know he's body by
back up.
Mia X is about to kick some stuff. She's riding
so I'm about it already. I can prove it. So when they hear my voice, they all know I come to do shit. Mia X representing, putting it down for the sound. Keep a shank in my sock and a boot in my mouth. So don't doubt the way the angel light voice comes across. Get your cucumber sliced and your mess and hoe. Toss balls, bitch. I keep them sick from the way I get my shit in KLC. Got him scared cause he's back with the remix. Another hit. No limit nigga in the house plus one nigga. Yeah, with that damn wrist clout. Now what that cop be out. Buku hustlers and thugsters. Murderers and dope fiends. Yellow tape and drama scenes. Infrared beams. Aiming at your forehead. Ain't no fucking country boy. So just bringing noise. Leave your lane and red. Huddles from a fucking Chris Crow. War balls. Now who will be the next to get they fucking shoes took off. They can't call it. Cause once the gumbo retreats, then them niggas start falling. Strike up the section line band and put your black gear on. Cause we gon' stay bout it, understand?
Bitch, I been by. I mean, we body by. From Kansas City to St. Louis, they body by.
They ride
down in Memphis. You know they body by. From LA to Alabama, they body by. Washington to Carolina to Georgia. Cincinnati, Port Arthur. To Louisville,
you
know they bow.
Break it up.
I mean they route.
Break it up.
From Richmond, California to San Francisco to Oakland.
Rags Creek, Levi, may he rest in peace. Send all them other niggas that dead like my brother Kevin Miller. That was bout it, bout it, bout it, bout it, bout it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 9.
Talk about I Keep It 100s. Do you have a Keep It 100 this week?
No.
You don't have a Keep It 100. So all this traveling, all this stuff you seen this weekend.
All this stuff I done seen this weekend, my Keep It 100 is, niggas, if you know that you in charge of hotel reservation, make sure the shit is confirmed.
100.
It's like,
if anybody shit got to be straight, it's got to be the person.
The person who get, because if we
if everybody else took care of their part, the tickets, travel, the tickets,
the
you ain't
the
get no
rental,
you ain't got no confirmation email, nothing.
You ain't got shit, and I'm talking about went up there, and this is the shit that pissed me
it
off.
It probably was wrong, it's loud and wrong. Cutting
you,
up.
Okay, you was in there for like 10 minutes before we started getting nervous.
All right.
Sister number one goes in, You son, sister number one, tell her to go back to the car. You got this. I done reserved this room and blah, blah, blah. You cutting up. But the shit that make it most annoying to me was the fact that you fucked up big. We still were not going to give up hope. We tried to find another room. God bless us with another room. We moving on. We didn't throw it in your face or none of that. You did not humble yourself at all the whole trip. You were still your arrogant asshole self. You calling people at the motherfucking job trying to regulate on folk. You supposed to be on vacation, heifer. Why is you concerned about what's going on? And then you just basic. Like, you ain't even at no job where they were calling for you to tell them something. Mm-hmm. They didn't need your direction. You could have come back on Tuesday like everybody else and did what you had to do. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? This major fuck up, you know what I'm saying? A $1,300 fuck up. Mm. You could have very well lost some of the most people who really in your corner. Because this was a deal breaker right here. Mm. And when I tell you, certain things in life.
We couldn't have got no room out of it, like, yo, like, run me all my money.
I mean, you would have gave me my money and then some. Mm. Because I promise you, it would have got ugly. Mm. So that's why I'm just like, but you know, if you got a vital piece of something for anything, especially when other people money involved, you get confirmation so that you can distribute confirmation to the other people. Because they done gave you their money. I was paid up as of March. Mm-hmm. So I'm over here looking crazy because, you know, a nigga is like, hey, I could have had that money in my life and stayed my black ass where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I mean, I done been there twice. So this was, third time. But then you playing with me, and then you cutting up, acting like shit was good. So keep it 100 when you in charge of reserving or get any kind of travel accommodations. Make sure your shit is confirmed.
Yes, confirmation email.
Get two of them.
Because let me tell you about my confirmation situation today.
What? Oh!
So listen, man. So King Germ, you know, I usually, you know, so today I call myself being fancy, do some online ordering. I didn't order my food and shit, you know what I'm saying? And put my information in, you know, get to the place to pick my food up. The lady started telling me something like, oh, I think somebody gave somebody the wrong food because this is whatever. I was like, well, shit, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we ain't got what you ordered no more. We ain't got no more of them. So I'm like, well, shit, just let me get my money back then. So they're like, oh, you know, what's your order? And I'm just like, you got confirmation email? No, I don't. I said, but I see where the money has been taken out of my, you know, I got an email saying I paid
$9. That's so, all the confirmation I need.
Yeah. You know, but then I noticed the $9 never came out of my account. You know what I'm saying? I got an email saying I spent $9, but it wasn't never confirmed. So I'm mad, I'm upset. I'm like, damn, I came up here for nothing. Y'all wasting my time. You sure you're at the right one? Yes, motherfucker, I know I'm at the right one. Like, I'm not some dumbass nigga that don't know how to use a computer. But at any rate, go play my numbers, go back to the office, go to my computer, go to the screen, see that I still got something in the fucking cart.
Oh my, because you never hit the
I never hit goddamn confirm.
So you that's her. I think that's what happened. Because I honestly believe that is exactly what happened.
I never hit place order or whatever. I ain't never hit, but that's what, when it took the money out, I thought I did everything. So yeah. Make sure you get that confirmation.
Please get the confirmation.
Because I was upset today. Because I had my heart set on that shit. And I was just like, damn.
You don't know how my heart fell.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking about riding all the way there, thinking about all the money I spent on new clothes, sunglasses, shoes, this, that. I'm ready to party. I'm ready to have a good time. And nigga, you think I'm gonna be able? Shit, this van ain't got no damn bed nor no shower. So what the hell am I gonna do in here? Mm. So I'm like, okay, I got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was glad that my people did come through because she did say we could stay there if we needed to. Mm. Okay. But I was just like, man,
keep that in mind for keep that same energy next year.
Well, at least if that's the case, we'll give a little more notice next year.
Yeah. So, my keeping 100, man, hey, yo, King Jern lame as fuck, bruh.
100.
It has been two major grilling holidays, and I have missed them both. I have not had any food off the grill this summer, and it's fucking July, and that shit is fucking sad as fuck. And I'm a fucking, I should be a loser, but it's my keeping 100. So that's going to change soon, man. So if you having a cookout and you're around, you're in the vicinity, invite your boy King Germ to it, man. Only if you're wearing gloves. And you know what I'm saying?
Not stretching your hair.
Yeah, exactly, man. So that was my keeping 100, man. Invite me to a cookout, man. Winners, losers. You got any winners and losers?
I'm going to say anybody that was at Essence 2019 is a winner.
Winner.
Because it was the 25th anniversary of the Essence Festival. It was amazing. Black people everywhere. Black love everywhere. It was just a beautiful thing to be a part of. So, yes, anybody who was in attendance for any day during the Essence Festival, you my winner.
All right. My winner are NBA fans.
Winner.
The NBA fans, y'all are my winners because y'all have been dominating the sports news since LeBron left and went to the Lakers. Every day is something about NBA. Even during football season, NBA, 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 NBA. This some bullshit. Listen, NBA niggas, the shit is over with. Let football have their motherfucking time. So listen, so NBA fans, y'all my winners because y'all, the news has been y'all's 24-hour cycle, but I'm letting y'all know it's football season now, so please don't talk to me about any more basketball until football season is over with. Thank you, management.
Okay.
Losers, you got any losers?
Of course I do. My losers have to be niggas who don't come to work no damn way, but when they get new office assignments, decide that you want to be upset.
Loser.
You don't use the one you're in. So why the fuck is you concerned when a nigga move your office and put you to an office that's a little bit smaller than the one you had?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. You in there with a damn tape measure measuring the space that you got because of the fact that you feel like somebody's shorting you out of some square feet. I mean, I just need to know if you don't occupy the motherfucker you got. If we condense this shit, how the hell are we doing you some disservice? But nonetheless, we gonna argue about it and we gonna cut up about it until the people give us what we want. And chances are, they gonna get what they want. But yeah, I'ma just need you to not be concerned about something that you never was concerned about before.
Damn, man. Well, my losers are all the people that's upset about the Black Little Mermaid.
Loser.
Like, first of all, people, who really gives a fuck? Okay, Little Mermaid is not real. Okay, so she's black, white, purple, yellow.
Somebody would say that.
It really shouldn't fucking matter. And white people, like somebody said, y'all get over y'all fear of having y'all white kids looking up to something that ain't white. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? Get over that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all realize y'all ain't all that.
I mean, you know, y'all just mortified that your kids can, oh my God, look up to a black character. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, something is not white. So now y'all see how other people feel.
Okay? Exactly. And it was real cute. I actually saw a little girl with her Doc McStuffins luggage bag the other day. It was a little white girl. Her and her daddy was walking out the hotel. And she had her Doc McStuffins book bag. And I was just like, it was so cute because I'm like, parents who allow that to happen, they are decent people.
Yes. Got to get what the babies want. Got shout outs?
And you know I do, my nigga. Yes, here we go. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. My city.
Awesome.
Nigga.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Brother Dr. Cam, you got the Disrespectful motherfucker MJ. You got K-Law the truck driver. Don't forget, I always go over there, check out Dr. Bracer at drbracer.com. Check him out. Then you got the good brother 12 Cal and 12 Cal podcast, man. Go check him out. Always good. You know, man, good podcast. Good listen, man. Everything he does, man, is fucking dope, man. I fucks with 12 Cal, man. He just grown man shit. You know what I'm saying? He get a little ignorant, but you know, he keeps it grown, man. You know what I'm saying?
We like ignorant though.
Yeah. You're not gonna get us being serious over here, man. I'm sorry. But shout out to the Something Light podcast, the Unadvised Opinion podcast, the Unpopular Opinion podcast also. Shout out to Amazing App, Sleazy, Filthy, Pigga, Shout out to the good brother Anwar. Anwar, we're not gonna play no Public Enemy, man. I'm sorry, man. We just can't do
it. You can
give
him that for one.
I can't, man. We're not playing.
I do you a solid. Next week, I got a Public Enemy song, man, for my song of the week. Man.
We don't want people to turn the shit off, man. But anyway,
don't do that.
And man, and look, shout out to anybody else who fucked the kid. Long way, short way, know it all, man. Shout out to y'all. Woo! Episode 361 of the books, man. Got another one down. How you feel about it? Grade your show 1 through 10. What you give it?
I give it a 9.
A 9? Okay, good.
Always room for improvement.
I give it a good solid. Yeah, I give it about 8.3.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but we're going to work on that, people.
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
Yeah, but, you know, while we work on that, y'all keep listening. And don't forget, always, the like, comment, subscribe, the forecast, wherever you see it. Share it with a friend. That's the easiest thing you can do. Share it, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Put the word out there, man. You can also donate to the Patreon if you, you know what I'm saying, got a little extra change you want to donate to the site every month. Or you can go to Nappy Afro Store, buy you some shirts.
Get a shirt.
Yeah, get a fucking shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? Or you can call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And man, that's about it, man. It's time to get the fuck up out of here.
It is.
Hey, man, I enjoyed this time. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com